This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I like to pretend that I'm a real badass, but I'm not. And I'm not because I'm scared of spiders. Now, I'm not horribly scared of spiders. I have been actually self-desensitizing myself to spiders. If you've noticed, if you've been following me on Facebook and Twitter, I have been going up to spiders, taking pictures, very carefully leaving their web alone, looking at the bugs, and kind of getting myself a little bit closer to them so I'm not as scared. I told you about how I used to love spiders as a kid, never really messed with them too much, and then when there was a little spider on the wall, I let it be because I'm like, it's a baby spider, nothing's going to bite me. But apparently mama spider was in my bed, bit my leg, and my leg blew up. I had the most horrible infection. It almost looked like a booby on my leg, and I had to go to the doctor, get it drained, and it was, and I was like, after that, I'm like, okay, a spider scare me. I gotta get away from spiders. They'll bite me. And then I got fearful of spiders. Well, it's been taking me years, but I am overcoming my fear of spiders. Well, yesterday I'm on a walk, hanging out, talking to my son, la di da di da, and what do I run into? Not another black widow. There's black widows all the time. I'm prepared for those. A tarantula. I have never been up close to a tarantula outside of a pet store. And it wasn't one tarantula. It wasn't two tarantulas. There were at least 10. And I stopped looking because I'm like, I'm going to have nightmares tonight. And I forgot that tarantulas go on this march, this nightly, not nightly, this yearly march. They're very horny right now. And they leave their burrows to go out and find a mate. Sometimes the mates will eat them, sometimes they won't. In fact, their legs are built to kind of keep the fangs away while they're having sex. I don't know. I didn't see any tarantulas have sex. But I did see these big, mean, hairy tarantulas. And the desert tarantula, let me give you their official genus and species name. And by the way, I wrote this up for you guys, so it's really kind of nice and simple for you guys to look at. Where is their... Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. The Aphonopelma iodeus. That's the tarantula, the desert tarantula. Aphonopelma iodeus, or iodeus. Okay, I hope I pronounced that right. These suckers can be big. They can get up to 4 inches in length. Okay, so if that's 1 inch, 4 inches in length in terms of leg span. The females are more uniform color tan. You know how, and they make us women not as colorful, but the men, like the peacocks, the male spiders have, you know, some more color, maybe some darker legs. So the male spiders are the male tarantulas are darker. They're both hairy. And I told my husband that, you know, yeah, we saw some tarantulas and I showed him some pictures and he goes, oh yeah, I want to pick one up. You never pick up a tarantula. But the bite isn't lethal. Listen, all right, with tarantulas, it's true that a spider's bite is rarely lethal. Can still kill. A tarantula has venom. If you're allergic to venom and you start getting shortness of breath, rapid heart rate, dizzy, severe itching, severe swelling, excuse me, that could be a pretty serious sort of reaction to it. So you do need to, if you are bit by a spider, by that, you know, please understand that you could be allergic, so it can still kill. But what people don't realize is the hairy part of that spider is their biggest weapon. They're called urticating hairs. You know, like urticaria, which is hives? These urticarian hairs have little barbs. And they are very caustic and inflammatory. So one thing a spider does, these tarantulas do when a predator comes their way, is they will fling their hairs onto the predator. You know, some spiders are really big with their webs, but with these, because they look really meaty, these are big, that's a big meal for a bird or something, these tarantulas, they could get a really good lot of protein out of it. So they will throw hair onto their predator. So what happens to a human? Well, most human issues with tarantulas are because of the hair. So on the skin, you could get a contact dermatitis, you could get swelling, itching, inflammation. If these hairs get into your eyes, you could get major eye inflammation. If the hairs get into your lungs, I think you could get like a hypersensitivity pneumonitis. It's some serious stuff. And I got clothes because I wanted to take pictures, and I got pictures for you guys. So when you go on my Facebook or Twitter, you'll see the pictures. And I got some really, really good pictures, and you could see the little beady eyes. But man, they're pretty. So what are they doing? Well, they migrate after monsoon and into the fall. That's their horny season, because these are desert tarantulas. So they know it's hot. And when it's nighttime and it cools down, they're out there. But what blew my mind is I wasn't out in the dark desert hunting for these. I was kind of walking on the sidewalk, loud, talking like I usually do. There was a street light nearby. So there's a street light nearby. They weren't hiding. They were sitting there on the rocks, and you could see their homes. They burrow into there's tarantula holes. Avoid any holes in the desert, because it could be also rattlesnake. But there are tarantula holes. And when I finally did shut up and I got really quiet, you could hear some ticking. I think one was feeding. We also got a picture of a little baby one. There's a little baby tarantula. I know its mommy was like, what the hell are you doing? And one of them did scurry back, but the rest of them just sat there. And they were like, I don't care. They are so horny and hairy that they don't really fear humans. And they could jump 3 feet. They could jump. And remember, it's not the bite so much as the hair coming to you. So get away. If you at all get bit, wash it, soap and water. Make sure you have your tetanus up to date. Contact a medical provider, because, again, you could get sick. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. DRDALIAH.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save 3 lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market. markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So one thing we've seen, maybe there's been a few cases in the past decade, is a female reporter or a female anchor starts to stumble on their words. And we women, we know how to speak. Okay? We do know how to articulate. We know how to enunciate. So when a woman starts to stumble a little bit on her words, right, makes you go, hmm. And there has been a couple cases of people suffering a stroke. Well, the latest case is a news anchor out of Oklahoma, Julie Chin, Oklahoma KJRH affiliate, Julie Chin. I think she's
She looks to me like she's in her 20s. She could be about 50, so I have to double check that. But still, she's young. Suffers a stroke live on air. Now, she's doing okay. But when you watch it, and I wrote an article on this and I posted the video, and she's been very, very forward and you know, trying to raise awareness of stroke, even though she herself is recovering. It's so life-saving what she's been reporting and what we've been seeing that it's something that I think is important to share. So while she was on air, she starts to talk, and it looks like she's having trouble getting the words out. And I could tell right away she's having a stroke. And then she's able to still talk, and she even says on air, she goes, "I don't know what's wrong with me. I just can't get the words." And they immediately switched to meteorology. And the weather meteorologist was really professional, saying, "Oh, we got those days. Don't worry about it. We got you." And then you see the news anchor, her face starts to change a little bit. Well, apparently what happened is her condition worsened. The coworkers called 911, got her to the hospital. She ended up having a stroke, not a quote-unquote full stroke, but an early stroke. She thinks she's going to be back to work in a couple days. So this probably could have been a TIA, a transient ischemic attack. I think it's a little bit more than that. But it's interesting what she describes. So on Facebook, she talks about what happened. She says, "First of all, thank you. The prayers, the concern, the messages, the texts, the emails, the calls. I am so grateful, and I'm so glad to tell you I'm okay." She said, "The past few days are still a little bit of a mystery, but my doctors believe I had the beginnings of a stroke live on air Saturday morning. Some of you witnessed it firsthand, and I'm so sorry that it happened." She said, "The episode seemed to come out of nowhere. I felt great before our show, but over the course of several minutes during our newscast, things began to happen. So first, she lost partial vision in one eye. A little bit later, her hand and arm went numb. Then I knew I was in big trouble when my mouth would not speak the words that were right in front of me on the teleprompter. If you were watching Saturday morning, you know how desperately I tried to steer the show forward, but the words just wouldn't come." And can I just say kudos to her? I mean, any of us in the media, it is not easy to, one, do what we do, but we do put the microphone and our viewers first. I mean, how many times have you guys heard me cough or go through hiccups? Or I'm not going to stop the show, all right? The show has to go on. And she was literally struggling from this, and she did a great lead out transition to meteorology, and I'm just the professionalism. I'm such a fan of Julie Chin's. That was just amazing. Just amazing. So she said, "My coworkers recognized the emergency situation unfolding, called 911. Annie, Jordan, TJ, Caden, I'm so grateful for your quick action. I've always said I work on the best team, and this is one more reason why. I spent the last few days in the hospital undergoing all sorts of tests. I'm thankful for the emergency responders and medical professionals who have shared their expertise, hearts, and smiles." And, you know, she said, "I'm glad my tests have all come back great. At this point, doctors think I had the beginnings of a stroke, but not a full stroke. There are still lots of questions, lots to follow up on, but the bottom line is I should be just fine." Now, she teaches us, as I've taught you, most importantly, I've learned that it's not always obvious when someone has a stroke, and action is critical. The acronym helps identify the symptoms to look for. Be fast. And then if needed, be fast and call 911. Now, it used to be FAST, the American Stroke Association, but they're adding the BE. So B is balance. If you lose balance, something's up. I trip on things all the time, but a loss of balance could be a sign of a stroke. E, your eyes. If there's an issue with your eyes. Face, facial droop. Arms, arm drifting downward. Speech, your speech is slurred. And then time. If this is coming on fast, if you have a terrible headache, she uses T for terrible headache. So there's a lot of signs and symptoms of stroke. We've reviewed these, and it's definitely a learning point. And the American Stroke Association, They use FAST for facial drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and time to call 911. Meaning, like, yeah, T is kind of tricky. So people are saying terrible headache. FAST means just work fast. You don't have to remember all the letters. Just if something doesn't seem right, call 911. If their speech is odd. Remember there was a gentleman who said that he called 911 from work because his wife's texts were garbled. And he said that didn't make sense. And when he tried to call her, it just didn't, it was her, but it didn't. So he's like, I bet she's having a stroke. I mean, you could text funny. So any issues with your vision, with your balance, with your ability to, speak, move, like I said, facial drooping, arm weakness, you see that, you've got to call 911. You have got to get some help. So a stroke, and we've spoken about this, a stroke is where you lose oxygen to a part of the brain. It's like a heart attack of the brain. But it can happen two major ways. One is you could have a blood clot, and this blood clot prevents blood from getting to the brain. The other is you could have a bleed, and with that bleed, obviously the vessel isn't going to where it needs to because the blood is going around the area, so that could also be a stroke. That's called a hemorrhagic stroke as opposed to an ischemic stroke. So with these strokes, if your brain is not getting the blood it needs, it won't function. And the brain works in multiple ways, and it deals with the So a lot of us are like, oh my gosh, I have memory issues. Could that be a stroke? I mean, it could be an acute stroke if your memory issue is acute, but if you've been like slowly forgetting things, that could be a sign of multiple infarcts. It could be a sign of dementia, but it could also be a sign of multi-infarct dementia where you've had multiple little mini strokes that might be affecting the blood flow to the brain. That's why we all have to get it checked out. We spoke about the signs. We treat it, well, depending on what you have. If you have a clot, we're going to use TPA, which is tissue plasminogen activator. Aspirin, we're going to try to break up the clot. If you're bleeding, we need to control the bleeding. So we bypass the vessel, we try to clog the little aneurysm, certain techniques like coiling, endovascular embolization, but we have to move quickly. In order for ER docs to do what they need to do, they have got to get you quickly. So you don't wait till somebody comes home and that could drive you, just call 911. I wouldn't even have a family member drive you. I would call 911. Now, you live in an area where they're, you know, and usually when you call 911, they'll tell you what, if they're on their way, they'll tell you, they'll, you know. I mean, if you're right across the street from a hospital, maybe that's one thing. But I don't want you walking or you driving by any means. Call 911 is your best bet. But another thing is we want to prevent strokes. So how do we prevent strokes? So she looks pretty young. I mean, you know, 50 years old, if that really is her age for Julie Chin, you know, what could have happened? Well, there's a whole variety of things that could put us at risk. One, if we have a blood clotting disorder and we're more prone to throwing clots, if you have high blood pressure, if there's a family history of stroke, diabetes, if you have a history of coronary artery disease, artery clogging, if you have a history of an abnormal heart rhythm can cause the blood to slush, coagulate, and then when you do get a good pump, the clot goes up to the brain. If you smoke, if you do drugs, if you're obese, if you're inactive, if you have sleep apnea can put you at risk. If you're older than 55, African Americans appear to be more at risk than Caucasians and Hispanics. Men seem to be more affected than women. Inflammatory bowel disease could also put you at risk. Marijuana use. So we recommend avoiding drugs, avoiding excessive drinking, avoiding tobacco, getting your blood pressure in control, your sugar control, cholesterol control. Check in with the doctor, and also make sure you don't have cardiac disease, because that's a huge risk factor as well. Godspeed to Julie Chin. I'm so happy that she made it out of that. Okay, scary, scary time. Godspeed, 1-877-DOLLAR.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's an emotional day in Uvalde, Texas, as kids are back in the classroom for the first time since a mass shooting claimed the lives of 19 of their classmates and two teachers in May. A record-breaking heat wave is continuing to affect millions of Americans. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Nearly a week-long heat wave in the southwestern United States is taking its toll. Two people were killed and another was injured Monday after a wildfire broke out in Hemet, California. That's about a 45-minute drive west of Palm Springs. The Fairview Fire destroyed at least seven structures. Several of them were apartment complexes.
It's primary election day in Massachusetts. The polls are open until 8 p.m., but many voters have already cast their ballots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So most school districts have come back and started. Uvalde schools opened up. Kids, I do not believe, are going back to Robb Elementary School. In fact, I'm being told that Robb Elementary School may be demolished. No students or staff are going to return to the site of the deadliest school massacre in almost a decade.
According to Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District Superintendent, we're not going back to that campus. Children who were first graders at Robb Elementary last year are going to be second graders now at Dalton Elementary. Second and third graders at Robb last year will go to the new Uvalde Elementary located at an existing educational complex in town. Many Robb Elementary teachers have also relocated to Uvalde Elementary. Some students left the school district entirely. They say enrollment at Sacred Heart Catholic School in Uvalde began its new school year with double the enrollment of elementary age students compared to last fall, its principal said. The new students include 30 from Robb Elementary who received scholarships to go to the private school. All students remaining in the Uvalde Public School District could sign up for remote learning and use tablets provided by the school district. Martinez, let me see if I have the name of this family member. I'm not sure if they, Adam Martinez. Adam Martinez, Zion, let's start here. According to CNN, Zion Martinez spent his final hour of second grade hiding under a desk. He and 19 other schoolmates and two teachers were killed. He made it. He made it. Zion made it, thank God. His schoolmates died, but he's supposed to start third grade. He doesn't want to go into another classroom, according to his father. His father, Adam, said, I went and talked to my son. This is reported by CNN, and I told him they're going to have more cops. They're going to have higher fencing. And he wasn't having it. He said, it doesn't matter. They're not going to protect us. And this is just so tragic. And I don't blame this kid for being scared. He has every right to be scared. So the Uvalde school shooting at Robb Elementary was a cluster and a half, as officers waited more than 70 minutes before entering the two classrooms. 19 students and two teachers were killed. Other students that were sitting there praying for their lives, watching it, and that was the longest 70 minutes of, and I couldn't even imagine. It must have felt like 70 months. And you saw video footage of police officers saying, let me get in there. And there was this order to not. And I believe the officer in charge has been let go. So Robb Elementary School will not reopen. Students relocated. And it is going to take a lot of healing. Uzia Garcia is supposed to start fifth grade today. Sadly, he won't be. These pictures of these kids are going to be, you know, burned in our heart of what happened. And we need to do a much better job. So as this school year starts, I know a lot of parents are on edge. In my neck of the woods, school started. A lot of parents still thinking about keeping their kids home. We've had a recent threat that was stopped and inhibited. I think there were two girls that were planning on a school shooting that have been arrested in my neck of the woods. And so, you know, parents want to know more about what schools are going to be doing in terms of protection. Are there going to be more armed officers? Are there going to lock doors? Now, the summer went by really, really quickly, but it has been months. In Uvalde, their police chief, Pedro Pete Arredondo, has been fired. State investigators and law enforcement analysts said Arredondo was the de facto incident commander the day of the massacre. And again, is he a fall guy? Did somebody say no, wait for SWAT, wait? That's the problem. It's this following orders. You know, we don't want rogue cops, but we also don't want orders that are stupid and asinine that just don't make any sense, and then bad things happen. So the Uvalde School District has announced new safety measures planned for the school year. They're hiring 10 more school police officers, installing 500 new security cameras. They are assigning 33 Texas DPS officers to the school district. They are going to get a new interim police chief. They've also increased emotional support for students, including comfort dogs in every campus for the first few weeks of school, additional school counselors, and trauma-informed care training for all staff members. But, you know, surviving kids, I get that they're scared, and I don't blame them. And I get parents are beside themselves. Crime is not easing up. In Canada, there was over the weekend, and let me get this up, and I apologize, my computer's My computer is still on Labor Day, so I don't know why. Yeah. All right. One suspect was found dead in this Canada stabbing. I don't know if you heard. So 10 people died, 18 people injured in the province of Saskatchewan, and this happened on Sunday. Canadian police have found the body of one of the two brothers who was wanted in this mass stabbing attack. According to BBC, an officer said Damian Sanderson, 31 years old, had injuries that did not appear self-inflicted. People are wondering if one brother killed the other brother. He was found at the James Smith Cree Nation Indigenous community where most of the victims lived. Sanderson's brother, Miles, is at large and dangerous. It was a stabbing spree that rocked a very peaceful province. There's 13 different crime scenes that they are suspected in. Their motives unknown. They have been charged with murder, despite not being arrested yet. One, obviously, dead. Police said Damian Sanderson's body has been found in a heavily grassed area in proximity to a house that was being examined. His injuries were not believed to be self-inflicted at that point. His 30-year-old brother might have also sustained injuries, and police have warned the public that he might be seeking medical assistance. Even if he's hurt, he is very dangerous. Police did not say if he was responsible in the brother's death. Miles Sanderson, who was previously known to the police, described as having an extensive and lengthy criminal record dating back a number of years. So we don't know the motive. But some people they knew, some they didn't. And you know, many of the victims were residents of the remote James Smith Cree Nation. It's home to about 2,000 people. So obviously people are very, very shaken. The state of emergency has been declared in Saskatchewan. And some of the victims have already been identified. But we are dealing with individuals who, whether they have a gun, whether they have a car, whether they have a knife, if they want to kill, they will use we have to get to the root of these people out there that are acting like absolute animals. And when you see the interviews of people who live there, they go, I live here. That was my neighbor. This could have been me. And, you know, these are quiet neighborhoods. We just had a journalist gunned down. We're going to be speaking about that in a little bit. We had a journalist that was just, a very, very prominent journalist here in southern Nevada. And we're still, I believe, the suspect is at large. And we don't know why somebody would, the journalist did cover mob stories and things like that. But they're looking for somebody in a orange hat. And, we have a picture. But Jeff German, 69 years old, was found stabbed outside his home. Newspaper executives weren't really aware of any threats. He didn't notify anybody that he felt his life was in danger. And sadly, you know, he's gone. So there are people out there that if they want to kill, they'll find whatever weapon. And just, you know, I pray for all of you, and I hope this gets better. As we see cities grapple with crime and we see politicians, you know, think they know what they're doing, they're taking too long. This has got to get fixed now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as we're finishing up National Blood Donation Week, we also have another week that starts the first week of September, and it's National Fantasy Football Week. Paul Klikas and I put together National Fantasy Football Week, and we have launched this because this week is one of the most pivotal weeks, the week leading up to regular season for fantasy football.
So what, we got the Bills and the Rams playing on the 8th. And after preseason and before regular season is the ideal time for people with their fantasy leagues to finish them up, finish their draft, put everything together. And some people, they don't even get started till after preseason. So even though a lot of people do their draft earlier in the summer, the last chance to get your team really all together and organized is during National Fantasy Football Week. So that's what we have this week for. Now, some of you are like, why is this even important? It is extremely important. First, many of you have never played fantasy football. And a lot of your friends are, and they go, join our league, join our league. And you're like, no, I'm too busy. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do it. I don't know. Actually, it's a lot easier. Somebody like me could play fantasy football. Anybody can. And, you know, I love football, but you don't have to necessarily love football. If you love competing, if you love games, if you love the numbers, if you love the stats, if you love the players, it's cool. And if you love your family and friends, it is just a great way to bond. It's a great activity. Doesn't cost anything for those of you that don't want any money involved. For some leagues, there's prizes, and it could be pretty lucrative. So depending on how you want to do it, I recommend it because I got to tell you, man, with everything going on with inflation and with politics, sports is my escape. I love sports. And fantasy football adds that extra element. Paul Klikas and I wrote a book as a guide for new beginners. For those of you guys that are interested, it's on my Facebook, it's on my Twitter. But it just kind of like breaks us down. It's a little pocket guide, fantasy football pocket guide for beginners, to kind of just kind of walk you guys through what it is as it's growing. It's probably one of the biggest sports industry, the one of the fastest growing sports industries. There's fantasy sports, there's fantasy hockey, there's fantasy basketball, baseball. And I mean, you know, you pick your poison and you have fun with it. But for me, it's about football. It's my favorite sport. I love football. I love all sports, but it's fantastic. The only thing is it takes time. It takes creation. And those people that do fantasy football, it is an art. Now, you could do it as half-assed to as serious as you want. I know a lot of people, you know, follow these fantasy football greats, and they're like, okay, wait a second. They really, really know their stuff. They know, you know, I could at least help with the injuries, and I could tell people, look, I'm a little bit worried about Aaron Rodgers' previous clavicle fracture. I'm a little worried about, you know, Mahomes' knee dislocation. These are things that could play a role, not only in the NFL regular season, but in your fantasy season. So I like to give advice on, you know, injuries, what that could mean in terms of draft, in terms of playing, in terms of longevity, in terms of coming back bigger and stronger, better. And so it's a fantastic field. It's a fantastic hobby. It's a fantastic game. It's a fantastic sport. And fantasy allows you to really kind of get into the nitty gritty with it. And so National Fantasy Football Week is the first week of September. And it is after the roster cuts. I don't know if you guys, so there's the reason why that week is chosen, okay? It's not so much because of blood donation week, but it's right after preseason and right after after the NFL roster cuts, because you don't want to pick a player that ends up not being on that team or gets traded, and there's always these last-minute trades. You want to be able to pick a player and know what team they're going to be on, because that's how you can gauge. Like, for example, you get points. So let's say the league offers a certain number of points for passing yards versus rushing yards, and you have a running back that does really, really well. Let's say with Dak Prescott, like Dak Prescott and Zeke. You know, and then that person gets moved, shall we say, that player gets traded. You need to know that they have a good chemistry with their other team. So it's I know it's a little complicated. I'm not doing a lot of it justice. But for those of you that, you know, are interested in it, want to get your feet wet, or for those of you that are, you know, really, really kind of heavy into it now, National Fantasy Football Week will be a week where there's going to be resources, where there's going to be hopefully, you know, great, you know, deals and specials at bars and sports stores and things like that. And we're hopefully going to make this, you know, something that everybody's going to enjoy, and it'll really help out those that are fantasy experts, give them a platform to be able to share what they, you know, what they do and their picks and their tips and their advice as well. So we're going to keep you guys posted on that National Fantasy Football Week. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So even though I like that little escape to sports, we got, you know, still serious stuff going on. The U.S. is now facing the biggest strike ever as 350,000 UPS workers are demanding better conditions. Our UPS. Now, this is huge because at the height of the pandemic and we were locked down, we really weren't locked down because there were people out there delivering us our Amazon, delivering our mail, delivering us our packages, delivering us our groceries. UPS's contract is set to expire July 31st, 2023. And 350,000 of its 534,000 employees are expected to go on strike. They are sick of the lack of air conditioning in their trucks. They want better pay packages. They want better benefits. Now, UPS drivers are already close to making six figures. But still, there's no excuse for them not to have air conditioning. That's just cruel. They make about $95,000 yearly and receive an additional $50,000 in benefits. Now, these UPS drivers, not everybody's making that money. So we're being told that the average salary is about $44,000. Still higher than Amazon and higher than FedEx. But other companies are paying more. You got inflation. You know, you got this looming recession. People are thinking, you know what, if I'm going to get, you know, why should we be still stuck at these poor prices? Somebody asked me if doctors are going to strike. I don't know if that's going to happen. People don't really play a violin for doctors, but I got to tell you, doctors are not making more these days. The insurance is not paying more, and I really wonder if doctors are going to strike soon. So, they said those represented by the Teamsters Union, and we're back to UPS now, UPS, are demanding air conditioning in the back of trucks after several workers have been injured or died due to extreme heat, as well as better pay packages and benefits. If the workers go on strike, it will be the first time the company has since 1997 when employees demanded full-time positions and the union wanted to maintain control over the pension fund. They said labor experts, according to Daily Mail, suspect the unionized workers will go on strike sometime during the spring while the contract is being renegotiated, and it will affect the whole country. Now, that strike in 1997 lasted 15 days, affected 80% of shipments. UPS lost $780 million. That's according to Parcel. So UPS controls 6% of the nation's GDP. And the company added 72,000 unionized jobs since 2020. So they move 21.5 million packages a day, according to CNN Business. They compete with FedEx and Amazon. They don't have that capacity. So if this strike does happen, it is going to, again, manifest into you and I paying more. Because if the company has to pay more, our prices go up, shipping. And again, I mean, I don't understand why these drivers don't have the benefits or the air conditioning that they deserve. But this will definitely increase inflation. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.